Jacken. Jacaranda FM. Dis nou 8:00.
Jacken News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria and Polokwane 28. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the unregulated use of restricted pesticides in communities has become a growing problem with devastating consequences. Ramaphosa last night addressed the nation on the government's response to the recurring instances of foodborne illnesses, which have claimed the lives of children. He says as part of the investigation into the deaths of six children in Naledi, inspectors confiscated a number of illegal pesticides from spaza shops.
In many townships, another chemical, aldicarb, and an organophosphate known as galipirimi are commonly sold by street vendors and hawkers to control rat infestations. Aldicarb has been banned for use in South Africa since 2016.
Police Minister Senzo Mkhunu is calling for intensified cooperation between law enforcement, communities and stakeholders to ensure all illegal miners in Stilfontein Northwest resurface safely. Over 1,000 illegal miners have already been apprehended. The Ministry of Police alongside the Defence Ministry conducted an oversight visit yesterday to support the Operation Vala Mgodi. Mkhunu told the media that the government is committed to ensuring law and order prevail.
The whole aim of Operation Vala Mgodi, as conceptualized by or ordered by the President of the Republic last year, was that there must be stability and order in the mining sector.
On how many people are we able to take out? That is what is critical. We will then start counting how many people were there.
COSATU has presented its submission on the medium-term budget policy statement's Division of Revenue Amendment Bill to the National Assembly Standing Committee. COSATU's Matthew Park says while welcoming funds for disaster recovery and school infrastructure, it expressed concern over underperforming departments and failing municipalities. He calls for urgent reforms to tackle unemployment, poverty and corruption.
The overall financial health of municipalities is deeply concerning, with many failing to provide the basic services communities and businesses depend upon. Workers in society and the economy depend upon well-resourced public and municipal services. Government needs to move with speed to ensure that departments and municipalities are able to deliver their constitutional mandates by removing corrupt and criminal elements.
Gabon is holding a referendum today on a new constitution that the junta calls a major turning point after a coup. The 860,000 registered voters have been facing an onslaught of calls by authorities on TV, radio and social media to make their ballot count, whether they choose a green one, meaning yes, or a red one for no. More on jacarandafm.com, click on news. And American President-elect Donald Trump says Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will do unbelievable things as his new Secretary of Health. Kennedy is a known vaccine conspiracy theorist who has repeated misinformation on multiple occasions, including the discredited and retracted hypothesis that childhood immunization causes autism. I'm Emil Pinaar, hoofnuusdier. President Cyril Ramaphosa sê daar is 'n groeiende probleem met die gebruik van onwettige gif.
You don't say. How is that stuff even getting into the country? What? Stamp it out and do it now. Here's an interesting one, Emil. Do you know that 91 years ago today, the United States and the Soviet Union formally established diplomatic relations?
Yeah.
President Roosevelt of the time, FDR, sent a telegram to the Soviet leader Maxim Litvinov expressing hope that American-Soviet relations would, quote, forever remain normal and friendly.
Of course they have.
Yay, but you can't join BRICS, America, for tech. Okay. Coming up for 8:05, let's get back to your hits.
Weekend Breakfast with Alex J. Weekend. Saturdays, 7 to 10.